I don't think so. I'd like to call the Health and Social Services Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, the 27th, and if we could have a roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Chair Stabler?
Present. We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congressman Hamilton to say our prayer today.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hayan Dodge Wakanda, Wakanda Ishinki. Father, I ask you to be in our heart and minds as we come together, one people under your watch, Lord. Please bless us during this holy season. Please be with the families and homes represented here. And please be with the men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things, I ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next on the agenda are the minutes.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented for March 12th, 2024.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying, I guess I forgot to ask about discussion. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The minutes are approved. We only have one item on our agenda today, and it's ONCR 2414, and I am the sponsor, so I'm asking our Vice Chair, Congresswoman Redcorn, to take over at this time.
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCR 2414, like she said, is authored by Congresswoman Stabler, so I'll let you take it from here.
Okay. The resolution is for limited waiver of sovereign immunity for our healthcare system, and it's for our mental health and substance abuse services. And today I've asked Alyssa Campbell, the counsel for the health system, and the CEO Mark Rogers to join us, and they are both online. And so at this time, I let one of them explain the need for this waiver. Either one of you want to speak?
I can speak on it, Congresswoman.
Thank you.
So this is Alyssa Campbell. So this request is for a contract with the state of Oklahoma to provide funds to us in order to provide services specifically related to drug court treatment within the county area. And so previously, the previous director was just signing these contracts, but they do include a limited waiver in favor of the state of Oklahoma. And of course, the court of jurisdiction would be Oklahoma City. You know, this is a nation-to-nation government agreement, and so it's not a compact, but it is a contract between one entity of the state of Oklahoma and the Osage Nation, specifically the Counseling Center. So we wanted to make sure that this was done appropriately and properly, and so based on legal review, this did require approval of Congress for the limited waiver. It is the same language that's been previously approved. It's also been reviewed by the Attorney General's office. And in fact, he provided the template, which is the standard language that Congress usually approves in relation to these types of contracts. So it is specific to this, and it will allow for us to renew these contracts specific to this department for the Oklahoma State Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse. So you won't have to renew this one over and over and over again because these are annual contracts.
Are there any comments, questions, or anything relating to this?
I'm not sure. She said perpetuity. She referred to perpetuity and then said they would be annual.
So it will approve the limited waiver. We will do the contracts annually, but the limited waiver should stay in place for all contracts for this type going forward.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Great question, though.
Are there any other comments? I think that was part of my only my question as well, because in the language in the title it says it's for a fixed rate for FY 23 and 24. So is that to kind of backdate cover it a little bit, but then it'll go forward in perpetuity?
So they agreed to pay us backwards. So the contract hasn't been extended forward. So if it's approved, then they will back pay us for some of the services we've been providing.
Okay.
But it expired all the way back in 2023, in June of 2023.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anyone else?
Madam Chair.
Sorry, Congressman Big Horse and then Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes, I just had a question to the last portion of that. It says immunity from suit and they consent to jurisdiction. And I was kind of confused on consent to jurisdiction.
So in the event of a disagreement related to the contract itself, the jurisdiction would be for a lawsuit to be filed in Oklahoma City in the District Court for Oklahoma County. So it would be consenting to that court's jurisdiction. And the state laws for Oklahoma would apply, or federal if appropriate, because it's going to be some pass-through monies for substance abuse.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon?
We know that we've done many of these before and that we have to do them at certain times. I know some people may not be maybe feel comfortable with them, but I appreciate Congressman Big Horse's question because I think it helps people understand that it means that this will be filed outside of our tribal courts. And I think sometimes we forget about that, and we always just think, oh, well, why don't we just get it? Doesn't it have to be filed here? This is different, and this is what, when we do these sovereign immunity resolutions, that's what makes them different. And so I understand that this is a need, and I'm really ready to move on it. If everybody, motion to report ONCA 24-14 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? There's no discussion. All of those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes, and it will be passed to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion to adjourn. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all of those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.